The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and hopefully you're not hearing any of that static that I just heard. And I want to let everybody know that I'm sitting very, very comfortably at my kitchen table. I've got my coffee, and if you haven't figured it out by now, Dr. Slavin's not with me. So, just like Friday, for the next hour, it will be me. And I'm going to talk about a whole range of beneficial approaches to supporting good health. And very often when I'm here with Dr. Slavin, what we're doing is talking about medical research, talking about things that pharmaceutical companies might be doing, things that chemical companies might be doing, international food-related industrial complexes. And today I'm going to go simple. I'm going to get it very, very basic. And I'm going to be talking about something that's been taking a little bit of heat over, let's say, the past year. What am I talking about? Olive oil. So for so many years, let's say early to mid-90s, maybe even before that, let's say in mid-1980s, fats, oils, started to take some nutritional heat, so to speak, certainly took some heat in the medical community, that very, very often people were told by their doctors to consider taking the fats out of their daily routine and replacing them with carbohydrates. And unfortunately, what happened was it was processed carbohydrates that seemed to kind of fill the void when fats were removed from the diet. Well, let's give the medical community the benefit of the doubt. And let's say that when they said replace the fats with carbohydrates, they meant to replace those fats that were removed from the diet with all sorts of vegetables, cooked and raw. Maybe even beans were a suggestion. Unfortunately, what happened was what took the place of the fats were things like bread and rolls, cereals, pasta, rice, potato. Now, in and of themselves, those choices, those dietary choices are not bad choices. However, when you overdo them, what indeed is a consequence? Well, could be diabetes. Let's not even go that far. Let's say it is insulin resistance. Maybe it is metabolic syndrome, where your blood sugar is unstable. the insulin is not efficient and doesn't drive the blood sugar into the cell where it can be a source of energy, maybe it's combined with lack of exercise, and this whole picture leads to a situation where you are much more vulnerable to a variety of diseases. Those blood sugar issues, that unstable blood sugar affects your mood, affects your energy, affects your sleep. So here you see how one tiny change, trade the fats for the carbohydrates, possibly the message was misunderstood, and unfortunately, what was the result? A lot of symptoms, and I'm not going to call them disease states yet, but a lot of different symptoms that people might seek out medical attention for and seek out a prescription. Okay, so they made the change from the oils to the undesirable carbohydrates rather than all of the vegetables and possibly beans that could be a very, very high quality source of nutrition, source of supporting your body on a cellular level. Okay, so let's think about what went by the wayside. Olive oil. Olive oil that has been around for centuries and has been acknowledged in nutrition research as an incredibly high quality nutrient support in that it helps to minimize inflammation, support liver function, ultimately support bile quality, a whole long string of benefits associated with olive oil. And you think about, okay, how did olive oil become part of a high quality diet? Well, all around the Mediterranean basin, the olive trees were growing very, very easily, and the olive fruit, a very good vegetable consumption, and the olive oil lent itself to a variety of different cooking and seasoning approaches. And all around the Mediterranean basin, what was the diet like? And what was the health picture of all of those thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people living all around the Mediterranean? Well, their diet was fish. In a lot of cases, small fish. Sardines and anchovies. And in addition to that small fish, lots and lots of vegetables, all different types of vegetables, beans, and olive oil. And for century after century, that was a very, very health-supporting approach to that overall diet and lifestyle. Well, let's say from mid-1980s, when we've kind of put aside fats, olive oil got put aside as well. And even more recently, let's say over the past year and a half, 2 years, it's been said that olive oil is not a good choice, that you really should be looking for different types of oil. And it's even been suggested, to my horror, that canola oil might be a very, very good replacement. And I'll get to the details about canola oil later. But coconut oil, and I don't have any quarrel at all with coconut oil. coconut oil is going to provide satiety. So when coconut oil might be added to your smoothie or shake in the morning, that smoothie or shake will keep you satisfied for more hours than if you didn't have coconut oil in there. Coconut oil, extremely beneficial for your liver, for your energy, and specifically for your immune system because of its content of lauric acid that has antifungal, antiviral components or activity. Coconut oil actually is a very, very high quality choice. But what I want to focus on is the recent research about extra virgin olive oil. We have seen a very noticeable, very mathematical, quantifiable increase in different types of heart disease. And one of the things that I'm talking about today with regard to its relation to olive oil is atrial fibrillation. And so many people that I'm seeing when I'm doing those mini counseling sessions all around South Florida, the atrial fibrillation seems to be kind of increasing. It would have been a number of years ago that it would be very, very rare that I would hear from somebody that had been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. But more and more and more, I'm talking to people who have been found to have sleep apnea. They're required to use a CPAP machine during their sleep. And related to that sleep apnea is atrial fibrillation. So we are talking today about all of the benefits associated with using olive oil and how it is connected with regard to minimizing the possibility of developing atrial fibrillation. And that very, very interesting research showing that there is a real protective effect on atrial fibrillation by using extra virgin olive oil. Well, keep in mind that when you are dealing with atrial fibrillation, what are the issues that you have to be careful of? Stroke is a potentially high risk when you have developed atrial fibrillation. And I will explain a little bit about how that is an increased risk. Coronary heart disease and peripheral artery disease. Once again, in younger and younger people, I'm hearing them talk about how they might have numbness in the tips of their fingers, that they have tingling and discomfort like pins and needles in their feet and toes, and that sometimes it just feels like they're walking on very, very sharp pebbles when they're walking in bare feet. They can't walk in bare feet. So there's a whole list of issues that are problems associated with atrial fibrillation. And what we're going to do now is take a very short break. And when we come back from this break, I will talk about the research and how it has shown that olive oil is very, very protective against the issues that may develop when you're dealing with atrial fibrillation. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, here this morning without Dr. Slavin. But I will be right back after this break.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center. Staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
Pardon me. Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm flying solo today, no Dr. Slavin, and I'm sitting very comfortably at my kitchen table talking to you about the benefits associated with keeping extra virgin olive oil in your life. And what I would tell you is make sure that you are choosing organic, because there are a lot of interfering chemicals out there that may make the olive oil you choose less than optimal. And when you're choosing something for your good health, you want the very best. Okay, so I said just prior to the break about stroke being one of the issues associated with atrial fibrillation, and that's what we're talking about today. And the reason stroke is an issue is when you have atrial fibrillation, that atria, that chamber of your heart, goes into spasm. So instead of having a rhythmic contraction and relaxation, what you have is spasm in that chamber of your heart and possible pooling of blood. Now, when the blood pools in that chamber, it's again one of the issues associated with that pooling, the formation of blood clots. And so you very, very much want to make sure that if you've been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, that your blood chemistry is very much properly balanced. When you're balancing that blood chemistry, one of the things that you would want to do, obviously, are blood tests. And unfortunately, sometimes the blood tests that your doctor, even your cardiologist, who certainly knows better, may be saying, well, you're just run-of-the-mill blood tests are fine, and what we need to do is monitor the thickness of your blood and the potential for developing a blood clot, and the blood tests stop there. Well, keep in mind that there are plenty more tests that you can be doing to assure yourself that the quality of your blood is what it should be, and that you are properly balanced with regard to the nutrients that would minimize the potential for a clot to develop. Now, I mentioned spasms in the atria. Okay, that's the atrial fibrillation. What is one very, very basic nutrient substance that one can take to minimize spasms in blood vessels, minimize spasms in muscles, minimize spasms in your heart. And I'm talking about magnesium. Now, you want the very, very highest quality magnesium. I've talked about it before on the radio. I think I did talk about it on Friday, that the magnesium, critically important that you not use magnesium oxide. The ability of your body to take up that magnesium on a cellular level is compromised. So you want chelated magnesium, magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate. Those are absolutely higher quality choices with regard to getting magnesium into the cell than the magnesium oxide. And that delivery to the cell is the important thing. Magnesium is not found in your blood as calcium is. And so to do the correct test, which is a red blood cell magnesium test, readily available at advanced medical testing centers, and you can be assured that you are properly maintaining that magnesium level that will be partially supportive of minimizing events of atrial fibrillation. Now, remember I talked a little bit about sleep apnea, and there seems to be a connection with sleep apnea and atrial fibrillation. Well, the magnesium taken at night may be very much a support to stopping episodes of apnea while you're sleeping. The sleep apnea is where you stop breathing. And unfortunately, it seems to be a very, very common situation. So the sleep apnea and the atrial fibrillation, very much related, and you can support your overall good health and potentially minimize episodes of sleep apnea and atrial fibrillation by supporting your magnesium, your cellular magnesium levels. And you can assure yourself, not with a serum blood test for magnesium levels, but with a red blood cell, RBC magnesium. And there's a start. Okay. Further supporting the potential for minimizing atrial fibrillation or the negatives, the potential dangers associated with atrial fibrillation, stroke, you need proper oils. And what are those oils going to do? They're going to stop inflammation. So what's the importance of stopping inflammation? We all hear about it with regard to arthritis, joint pain, back pain, that kind of thing. But where it is critically important to stop inflammation is the cells that line the blood vessels. So what are the best things to stop inflammation? High quality essential fatty acids. Now, some of the people that I talk to, they may be talking, they may tell me that they are using flaxseed oil. And flaxseed oil has a number of research studies showing that it is efficient at reducing inflammation and supporting your immune system. The oils, the other oils that I think are even more efficient than the sum of the vegetable oils would be fish oil. And again, there's a lot of controversy out there in the medical community. Here, you better take this prescription fish oil. It's synthetic. Yes, I know it's synthetic, but it is pure. There are no contaminants in it. Whereas if you choose the natural fish oil, you may be exposing yourself to all manner of chemicals. You may be exposing yourself to plastics. You may be exposing yourself to mercury. And then the producers of the omega-3s from fish oil say, well, We use a molecular distillation process so that anything other than the essential omega-3 fatty acids are, any of those contaminants are removed. Okay, so then the other side comes back and says, well, you're processing the fish oil. What mode are you using for removing the contaminants? Are they are those oils being heated? Do you then damage the oils because it's been heated? So heated seems to be an appropriate connotation for the discussions out there. Which is best? Okay, so. Then come the people who are supporting the use of omega-3s from krill. And the statement there is, okay, it's the most natural approach because that's where the fish get their omegas by consuming the krill. I have an environmental problem with that just because the areas where krill proliferate in the Antarctic, those areas are being overfished, and it isn't so much by the people who are using the krill to make supplements, but by the people who are fish farming in the North Atlantic. They're bringing the krill there and feeding the fish in the North Atlantic. In the fish farms, they're feeding the krill. And consequently, the feeding grounds in the Antarctic for whales and penguins have been decimated. So I'm not necessarily a fan of using krill. All right. Then there are those omega-3 from fish manufacturers, and they're getting their omega-3s from the wild Alaskan salmon. So when the salmon is caught, they're filleted, and then the rest of the fish, the head, the bones, the innards, all of that part of the fish is delivered to factory, essentially, where the omega fatty acids are removed from the that remaining part of the fish. And what you get with that omega is the entire profile of omega fatty acids. And there are more than 1,000 different individual types of omega fatty acids, and very, very natural, minimal processing, minimal impact on the salmon stocks. Those salmon stocks are maintained in a sustainable fashion. That music means that it's time for me to take a breath and take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come on how to use olive oil in your daily routine to protect your heart. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and lots of information today on how to protect your heart when you've been dealing with a possible diagnosis of sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation. And I'm going to go a step beyond that. You don't have to be diagnosed with anything. Why wait? Take care of your heart now. What an idea. Okay, last commercial talked about all of the tests that are available, and I want to mention very specifically one that connects with what I'm discussing today, and it is a test easily available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. It takes only less than 5 minutes, and the kind of information you get from that test is very much applicable to this whole discussion today. Okay, the test is called a heart rate variability test, and it gives you a whole range of information points that are going to give you a view into the state of health of your blood vessels, the state of health of your nervous system as it relates to how your heart is functioning. So very, very important. Heart rate variability test available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and it only takes less than five minutes, and non-invasive, lots and lots of very, very high quality information, including the potential for damage being done to the interior of your blood vessels. And that's what we need to pay attention to. And just along those lines, I want to tell everybody about my Janet's Best formulas. I have Janet Juice. And Janet Juice is just 2 capsules a day of a whole host of beneficial superfoods. And those superfoods provide the antioxidant protection, provide the reduction in inflammation, and that's what it's all about. So if you want to get the benefits of a combination of superfoods like acai, goji, noni, mangosteen, raspberry, black cherry, and more, and just so easily taken in 2 capsules a day, and what you get is a wide range of antioxidant protection and reduction in inflammation. Protection against the development of the kinds of damage that can be shown on the heart rate variability test. And you're seeing on this heart rate variability test the situation developing. The big important point here, you don't have to be a victim. There are very reasonable things, including that Janet Juice, that can help you reverse the potential or the damage that is possibly being shown on your heart rate variability test. And then when you do the heart rate variability test, you're seeing about how your nervous system responds to stress. Okay. Again, my Janet's Best Formulas has a Janabiotic. The Janabiotic supporting correct chemistry in your gut. When you have that correct chemistry in your gut, you're able to absorb B complex vitamins. And in doing that enhanced absorption because of the beneficial chemistry in your gut, your nervous system gets the benefit. So you can see how all of this ties together. Okay, now I need to get back to the olive oil. Okay, so over the years, hundreds and hundreds of years, we have seen olive oil be a supportive benefit to all of the hundreds and millions of people living around the Mediterranean basin. And a number of years ago, I was introduced to a Greek olive oil, and this Greek olive oil came from a particular area in southwestern Greece, and that area had research studies supporting the use of this olive oil for avoiding the development of cardiovascular disease. Now, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff to say that you minimized your potential for developing cardiovascular disease when you use this olive oil. Well, I'm looking at a study that was done at the University of Navarra in Spain, and they are showing evidence that there was a protection by extra virgin olive oil against stroke, coronary heart disease, and peripheral artery disease. So those are all part of that picture that you're going to see what your level of risk is with the heart rate variability test. So those situations, those diagnoses, stroke, coronary heart disease, and peripheral artery disease are all part of inflammatory disease and oxidative stress, and that may be a contributing factor to the development of atrial fibrillation. So the extra virgin olive oil exerts, and I'm quoting, strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidative properties. So we absolutely know we have a cardiovascular epidemic, and it is absolutely a priority. Now, do you want to wait until you have been diagnosed with sleep apnea, diagnosed with atrial fibrillation? Maybe you're dealing with peripheral artery disease where, after 2 minutes of walking, you develop pains in your legs and you're just not getting the circulation of blood that you need for your muscles to work properly. This is so interesting with regard to the atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is becoming more and more frequent as our population ages. And so everybody over the age, or every four persons over the age of 40, may develop some atrial fibrillation during the rest of their lives. So strokes, heart failure, certainly impaired quality of life, because if you're not able to walk around, how much quality is there? And what's the next thing? Huge healthcare costs. So let's not wait to develop this problem. Let's get to work right now. And what's so easy? Olive oil. So what you want is extra virgin olive oil. And what you're going to get, phenolic compounds that are very, very protective, antioxidants, and certain types of fats. So what you want, extra virgin olive oil, and where that comes from is it's the very first pressing of the olive oil, of the olive, the ripe olive fruit. What do you get from that very first pressing? Antioxidant content. Okay, so tocopherols, polyphenols, and flavonoids. All right, what are some of the things that you're going to get with Jana juice? Polyphenols and flavonoids, phytosterols, all of those things that are so supportive of healthy blood vessels, healthy heart, really good immune system, very nice skin, maintaining your vision, maintaining your brain, maintaining your liver. All of this is maintenance. And Al Foreman used to talk about, wow, how much do you pay attention to maintaining your car? How much money do you spend on maintaining your car every day? Well, how about giving real serious thought to maintaining your body? So why don't you want to choose just any olive oil? Because when you have the lower quality olive oils, the antioxidant capacity has been lost because it's been refined by chemical procedures. So their fatty composition remains the same, but the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory capacity very much changed. So you want to look for organic, extra virgin olive oil. And so what you're going to see is a benefit to your LDL cholesterol. Dr. Slavin mentions all the time about LDL cholesterol is not a problem until it has become oxidized LDL cholesterol. And the extra virgin olive oil, organic extra virgin olive oil, enhances your LDL cholesterol's resistance to oxidation. So better protection than alpha tocopherol. Now that's just absolutely an amazing statement, and it's part of the research that was done in Spain. Provide better cardiovascular benefit, and very, very important to understand that the endothelial lining, those are the little cells lining your blood vessels. You're going to protect that endothelial function when you're using extra virgin, organic extra virgin olive oil. Okay, how much do you need a day? Well, according to this study, 4 tablespoons a day enhances all of the benefits studied in this research in Spain, enhances all of those benefits with 4 tablespoons a day. So minimizing the effects of associated, it's the oxidative stress and the inflammation associated with smoking. Not that I'm advocating smoking, but you want to protect your blood vessels, and they are at greater risk when you smoke, and this reduces the oxidative stress. When we come back, we're going to talk about other inflammatory issues. Okay, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here alone. No Dr. Slavin today. He'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned. More to come.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm talking to you today about olive oil. And all of this is based on some information, a study conducted at the University of Navarra in Spain. And one of the things that I talk about all the time is many times we just don't get what we need from our diets. And I am very much a supporter of using supplements. So what is, I'll give you my list of favorite supplements. Unique E. I love Unique E. And the difference with regard to the Unique E is that it is controlled start to finish by the company that produces Unique E. And then Jarrow Formulas has Family E, and what that provides is the basic tocopherols and tocotrienols, the tocotrienols being very much part of that whole profile of protective substances available from vitamin E. Now, we kind of focus mostly on D-alpha tocopherol. And what we know is the mixed tocopherols very, very much a better support of good health. And then when you add in the tocotrienols, that complete profile of vitamin E, very, very helpful for reducing inflammation, enhancing the quality of your heart function. You can't have a show on atrial fibrillation, on heart, on supporting your heart health without talking about coenzyme Q10. For all of those people out there, if you're on a statin drug, you must be taking a CoQ10. The statin drugs do interfere with the essential fatty acids, so the olive oil that you might be taking in, for sure your fat-soluble nutrients like E and K, and in particular, vitamin E. So if you're taking a statin drug, be very, very aware that that drug causes an interference in absorption of those fat-soluble nutrients. Okay, coenzyme Q10. An absolute must-have supplement if you're taking a statin drug. Not taking a statin drug, you're going to enhance the ejection fraction of your heart with CoQ10. What does that mean? For every contraction of your heart, the volume of blood moves through the chambers of your heart is increased. The oxygenation is enhanced. What does your brain work on? Glucose and oxygen. So the more you support your oxygenation in your blood, the better your brain's going to work. Oxygenation in your blood and tissues, that creates a background chemistry in your body that cancer cells do not like. Now, the recommendation is use about 1 milligram of CoQ10 per pound of body weight. That's the maintenance. If you're using a statin drug, you might consider taking more. And certainly, if you're considering using coenzyme Q10 in a therapeutic fashion, that you've been diagnosed with some form of cardiovascular disease, then you need more than 1 milligram per pound of body weight. And then you have to consider ubiquinol. The energy benefit provided with the use of ubiquinol, I hear from my clients time and time and time again that the ubiquinol absolutely enhances the quality of their energy. And one of the things that I like to talk about is stamina. You know, energy, we think, okay, well, we're jet-propelled and we're moving very, very quickly through all of the activities in our daily lives. But the truth of the matter is what we really want is stamina, that from the moment you wake up in the morning till the time that you're ready to close your eyes for sleep in the evening, that you've got the energy to do all of the things that you want to do without hitting the wall, let's say, at 3 or 4 or 5 in the evening. So the ubiquinol, very, very supportive of that stamina to get you all through the day. All right, coming back to Advanced Medical Testing Center, some of the tests that you can do there would be for your coenzyme Q10 levels, for your vitamin E levels. I already mentioned the red blood cell magnesium test. So there are three tests in addition to the heart rate variability test that's done at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, so you can get a very, very good view into the potential for maintaining a very, very healthy heart and circulatory system. So you want to protect the cells that line your blood vessels. But what are some of the other benefits associated with using 4 tablespoons of organic extra virgin olive oil? Well, you're going to minimize the stress on your blood vessel walls if your blood pressure is high. So if you're dealing with hypertension and you want to protect the quality of your blood vessels, olive oil has been researched and shown to minimize that stress on your blood vessel wall. Inflammatory mechanism. So there are so many different ways that we tend to be dealing with inflammation. Obesity, metabolic syndrome that I mentioned before, and diabetes. So you are at much greater risk if you're dealing with any one of those situations for high inflammatory processes within your body. Organic extra virgin olive oil, that will be very, very much protective of oxidative stress and inflammation. And they don't have specifics about how the olive oil protects from atrial fibrillation, but it is theoretically proposed that because you are so much reducing inflammatory processes and you are so much reducing oxidative stress, that though all of those very, very tiny blood vessels or very, very tiny cells lining your blood vessels are so well protected that you are minimizing the damage from occurring. So the recommendation for 4 tablespoons, how did that come about? Well, they randomly assigned over 6,000 participants, people who didn't have atrial fibrillation, and they had them use some of the, they had them use the recommended olive oil consumption, and half of them had the recommended olive oil consumption, and the other half had a low fat diet, and that the low fat diet was, cut to 30% of total calories. So, there was very, very much a difference, and what they found out was they didn't find any negatives of overconsumption of olive oil. So they're saying they didn't see any harmful effect of olive oil, but the total amount of consumption should not exceed the limits where you're maintaining caloric balance. So around 30% of total calories. So I can hear some of the listeners out there saying, outrageous, 30% of total calories, possibly 37% of total. After, and this is the bottom line, after 3 years of intervention, 37% of total energy as fat was, so 30% of total energy as fat. Very, very interesting that you are burning fat for energy, not necessarily carbohydrates. So no harmful effects of olive oil. Keep it in balance with your total calorie consumption. So overall, amazing, amazing information out of the University of Navarra in Spain. And so easy to add into your daily routine. And the recommendation is very, very much use the olive oil as part of your food. Don't necessarily use the olive oil taking 4 tablespoons first thing in the morning. You want to use it on your salad, use it on your cooked food, use it in your soups, use it as a seasoning. I hear music, and that means that I am out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. And we will be back. Dr. Slavin and myself will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results.